You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Join the Cleveland Browns in Columbus for the Orange and Brown scrimmage on Friday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ohio Stadium, including pre-scrimmage festivities. Get your free tickets to this Browns inner squad scrimmage beginning Monday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. That's Monday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. Nathan Zgarra, Matt Wilhelm, Johnny Manziel just finished his press conference with the media, and if he can ever be half the player that he is, the press conference performer, he is going to be pretty darn good. That was a good interview. I thought it was honest. I thought it was from the heart. He said the money sign will not be back. He's retired that. Johnny Football will not be back. Said that overtook him in the past. It blamed immaturity, saying that's his fault. He does not want to be in A. He doesn't want anybody being asked questions about him anymore. He does not want to be a distraction anymore. He wants to be in the building and do everything he can to be a better quarterback, and basically said that he hates the way that he was a distraction. He said last year was a complete disaster for him and just wants to get back to being a football player. Doesn't want any talk about his personal life. Just wants to be a football player.
And as Johnny Manziel, that makes 100% sense because, as he mentioned in the opening, his love for the game, and he wants to get back to what he used to be, you know, who he used to be as a person, and what he used to love, which is the game of football. And everything that Johnny Football encompassed has taken him over and also opened the door for the questions that he doesn't want to answer to be asked. So let's just hope that his decision-making, the people that he keeps close to him, are the individuals who are all in to see Johnny Manziel, the person and football player, persevere and succeed and not live in that crazy world that Johnny Football, that almost walking on water mentality that some individuals that he had at times and everyone associated with him bought into, which just fed the frenzy that was Johnny Manziel.
If he wants this to be the case that, you know, nobody talked to me about my personal life, is that on him to make sure that even though he wasn't at fault and the Browns said it was a non-issue, that the water bottle thing doesn't happen? Does this mean he needs to lay completely low? And as a teammate of Johnny Manziel's, what would you want him to be doing?
No, and I've said it before when we first got out, my expectations was it's create those bonds in the locker room. Okay, go to the Byron Nelson Classic with your teammate. You know, go to the Cavs games and sit courtside, which he does with Joe Hayden. You know, Joe Hayden's not getting DUIs. Joe Hayden's not, you know, failing drug tests. Joe Hayden has more significance to the real football world than Johnny Manziel at this point will ever hope to have. Having secured a huge deal, secured his financial future, playing at a Pro Bowl level, all those things are where Johnny Manziel wants to go as a player and may not ever get. Joe Hayden's already there.
Right.
Okay? And to associate with someone like him and see how Joe deals with being the guy in the limelight out there on the island as a corner, which Johnny Manziel definitely is as a quarterback, but how he deals with people, the respect he shows for the usher at the queue, to the door person, you know, to the random stranger who's sitting next to him at a Cavs game who has a son that wants to take a picture with him.
Right.
Situations like that will just rub off on Johnny. And to make a long story short, it's just all about being a pro. You're a pro from the time that you wake up in the morning to the time that you lay your head down on the pillow. How you act because you're in that spotlight is going to be broken down time and time again by everybody else, and one misstep will take you so much longer to overcome than any good that you will do in today's world.
Yeah, he's got to just go out there and continue to prove it, continue to be that guy. I thought it was a very strong press conference from Johnny Manziel, but even as he's noted, you know, it's no longer just about talking. It is about doing, and that's what he's got to do. He was very classy, thanking the organization, thanking the media for respecting his privacy. He just wants to progress. So his teammates have been very good to him. And I just like that he said last year, that in my mind, last season was a disaster. Point blank, it was a disaster. He's not forgotten that he is a number one pick for this team and that he wants to be that guy for this team. Obviously, it sounded like his relationship with Josh McCown has been helpful. They have that bond both from Texas, and it seems like it is a little bit more of a collaborative room than a year ago.
It definitely is, and I thought what was very profound that was said by Johnny Manziel was, you know, the apologies and the appreciation, you know, in the beginning, in at the start of his statement, and referencing what we've said time and time again before. His teammates should not have to be making excuses for him or speculating about him for any reason other than good. Where's Johnny training in Texas or wherever he's going to be in the next 30 days? That, to me, is a lead story, not who he's living with, where he's going to be partying. You know, is he going to the U.S. Open this weekend? That, to me, it's like, who cares? Where are you going to be training? I'm going to be at this training facility working out with Jameis, with Marcus, with Peyton Manning, with Tom, sure, whatever it was. To me, as a sports guy, as a teammate of his, that's what intrigues me. Not, oh man, how cool that Johnny had to go to the U.S. Open and I didn't. So what? You know, it's a non-story. But that's the world outside this building. That's what they care about.
Do you like that he's saying that he just wants to be in this building? He wants to work. And that when he's in the building more than he's ever been, he still thinks he needs to be in there more. Is that good? Do you like to hear that? Is that something you have to see? How much do people on teams pay attention to how often the quarterback is here? Do you want to see his car here when you pull in? Do you want to see his car still here when you leave?
You don't necessarily have to see that as a player, as a teammate, you know, his car or his presence in the building. If you see his car here, it's a good thought. You might see his car here and never cross paths with him in this building for one reason or another. Whether he's locked in a meeting room, in the weight room, out on the field, it's just, you know, you're not going to seek out, well, what's Johnny doing? Because I really want to know. Who cares? You know. But then also too, if his car's here, it could be because he Ubered his way to the airport, doesn't want to park his car there, and he's in Texas. So you just want to know that his name is not in the news. You want to know that he has a plan. If I were, you know, a leader on this team and you feel like he's going to play a significant role, Coach Pettine, I'm sure, John DeFilippo, offensive coordinator, are going to have conversations about him. Well, what is your plan? But that's not just for Johnny. They're going to do that with every young player on the sure football team. What are your plans for the next 30 days after today to be ready to go win a championship, to be ready to start for this football team, to be ready to compete, you know, in the AFC North? What are you going to be doing? And they'll create a series of checks and balances of texts and phone calls throughout that 30 days to make sure that everybody's on the same page. How are things going? Do you have any questions about, you know, a play, or have you been watching the film, or have you been getting those emails I've been sending you? So constant communication. And the coaches want reciprocation, because these coaches are all in, and the more players that buy in make winning a reality.
That's what this team needs to do, start winning, and hopefully Johnny Manziel, drafted to be a big part of that, can be a big part of that. He says all the right things. I will say, as you and I were fair in our assessments of him, I think early in the OTAs, I feel confident saying he has improved.
Yes.
Quite a bit from the early OTAs to where he is now in minicamp, which makes me happy.
That is correct, and that's, you know, kudos to him. But that also, too, is I personally feel that Josh McCown has as well. And I think the margin that Josh McCown and how comfortable he is in this system is at a wider margin than Johnny has grown from day one. So, yes,
fair.
He has progressed. But Josh McCown has gone from, you know, 0 to 100. Johnny might have gone 0 to 50. Progress is progress, don't get me wrong, and you want to see that out of a second-year player, and you'd expect that out of a, you know, 10-plus-year quarterback in the National Football League. But that margin, and I think it was Tony Gross, you might have asked the question, well, is he closer to being a 1 or is he closer to being a 3? And I don't think that's a relevant question, but my whole point is, it's like, let's just all-out state, and I think Mike Pettine makes it very clear, that there is no competition. Josh McCown is our guy, and we have a young, developing quarterback who is in a positive situation in his position room, in his own skin, and in this city to live up to the expectations of why he was drafted where he was drafted.
What do you guys think of the Johnny Manziel press conference? 216-578-0850. What do you need to see from Johnny Manziel to feel better about him? What do you need to hear, if anything? Can you hear anything that will make you feel better about him, or is it just stuff that you have to see, actions and performance on the field? 216-578-0850. Also, the last time to get in, or last chance to get your questions in for the mailbag today. You can use the hashtag mailbag. We've already got some tweets in, some good questions. We will get to those later on in this show. I thought Johnny, again, he hit the right notes, thought Mike Pettine did as well. And I think one of the things that Johnny was talking about is that you don't want to have everybody else's press conferences be about Johnny Manziel. Fact is, right now, he's the second-string quarterback on this team behind Josh McCown. And when you listen to Mike Pettine's press conference, he got to talk about some good things, but he also spent a lot of time talking about Johnny Manziel. And I think that that is something that needs to change, and hopefully, you know, Johnny was trying to come out and make that happen. Hopefully, that is what can happen.
It is, and I understand the premise of where they're coming from, that it is a story. I'm not trying to say that it's not a story, okay? But for it to supersede the 52 other men that are going to make this roster, the other 30 guys that are fighting their life, you know, for their life to make an NFL roster, you are overshadowing all their hard work by a hot topic. And I personally, as a player, don't take appreciation for that.
Yeah, you'd get tired of it.
Yes, you would.
I think
you can hear Mike Pettine, with the season not even starting yet, getting tired of it.
He could. Bill B-Main249 says he's trying to act mature. I need to see if he is calm reading defenses and how he acts after plays. And I think that's true.
And as I said earlier, it's been better. He shows frustration. Believe me, he does. And as Mike Pettine has talked about, it's because Johnny wants to be perfect, and he needs to understand that he's 20% in to a process that is a long process for someone like him.
Listen, at the end of the day, all we had hoped when he went to rehab is you and I both said, we don't know what he's capable of doing. We don't know how good he will be. All we want and hope for him and for the Browns, because they draft him with a first round pick, is that he can get his mind right and his life right to have an opportunity to see if he can play in the National Football League.
Right.
There's no guarantee that anybody can play in the National Football League. You just want to see, can he get that right opportunity?
Which is why you brought in a great person, leader, and player like Josh McCown to bridge the gap and overlap the time that Johnny needs to get that right.
Right. I think that's exactly right, and hopefully he came. All right, we're going to take our final break right now. When we come back, we're going to get into the mailbag. We also want to hear from you. Sound off on Johnny Manziel. What did you think about what he had to say? Let us know. 216-578-0850. Girl Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.